It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories.
Well, if you're somebody who likes to air drum, you might want to avoid doing that in public. That's apparently what sparked a stabbing on a bus in Fordham Heights. Let's get more live from our Glenn Shuck.
Yeah, the violence happening, Susan, on this B-22 bus yesterday afternoon, East Fordham Road. The stranger apparently didn't take kindly to that air drumming. Instead of ignoring it or asking the guy to stop, he took out a screwdriver and stabbed a 60-year-old man in the head. It was a terrible scene. This woman spoke with Channel 2.
He was bleeding like crazy, and he was talking. The people was asking him how old he is because they was calling the ambulance, and he was like conscious of what was happening.
And that bus pretty busy at the time, so hopefully a good description of this attacker. So far, we know it's a man, they say, in his 20s, Susan, who got off the bus and made a run for it. Now, as for the victim, he was taken to St. Barnabas, spent most of the evening there getting treatment, but he has since been released and is now recovering at home. Again, that search for the attacker, though, it's still ongoing. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, here in Fordham Road in the Bronx.
Well, photos of the suspect in the latest random attack in the city now up at 1010winds.com. A 68-year-old Queens woman critically injured during a mugging right on the steps of her church. This was at the St. Demetrios Greek Orthodox Church in Briarwood around 8:20 Sunday morning. Father Konstantinos Kalogridis spoke to CBS2.
She's a very humble, nice woman, has her faith, has her family, and now we are hoping and praying that she will recover fully from this.
The suspect had apparently followed her from when she got out of her car. He allegedly stole $300, her cell phone, credit cards, and car keys before driving off with her car. Anyone with information is asked to call 800-577-TIPS. So, were you among the throngs who caught the solar eclipse yesterday?
In the words of engineering student Joshua Goldman, it was magnificent.
For me, this is historic. We haven't had a total eclipse since 1925, and this is literally the first time or possibly the entire Long Island seen it.
Mother Nature did not disappoint here at Hofstra. Melissa Motivier was one of hundreds of students with her eyes to the skies outside the library.
It's like a feeling of euphoria watching this historic event. And just based on what I'm hearing on my peers and what they're saying, this is so worth cutting class for.
Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on the campus of Hofstra University.
Another move in the city to go green.
Parking meters going all digital will mean no more of those little pesky parking receipts that you have to put on the dashboard. Ramon thinks that's a smart idea.
Yeah, sometimes you get tickets because you don't got the paper. You got to walk all over there.
So sometimes the machines run out of paper.
The machines, and then sometimes they don't work.
The city says it will save 2,500 miles of receipt paper by going all digital. It's called pay by plate. When you pay for a metered parking spot, you'll have to enter your car or truck's license plate number. But, Ramon wonders if the city can roll out the new meters without any problems.
You got to be careful when they want to try to say something that is a good idea. The city doesn't make a good idea. There's something behind that.
Carol DiIorio, 1010 Winds, and 92.3 FM on the Upper West Side.
A new look at where we're at with some major plans around town show we're over budget and behind schedule.
Out of 5,100 big infrastructure projects in the city, analyzed by State Comptroller Thomas DiNapoli, things like upgrading the BQE, borough-based jails, and a water pollution upgrade, 73% of those projects were late. And of the ones that were late, more than half also cost more than than originally budgeted, for a total of $54.5 billion. DiNapoli says the solution is for the city to run a smoother system of documenting these projects. The Department of Transportation responded by saying the comptroller was using an outdated and overly technical way of looking at the projects. They say some regular maintenance work was seen as a budget increase. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
An 11-year-old now in the hospital after being shot in the arm. That happened at the Brownsville houses. The kid is stable. No word yet what happened. There was a fatal shooting last night in Brownsville. That was outside 444 Mother Gaston Boulevard, where police say a man in his 50s was shot in the back and was pronounced dead at the hospital. A 41-year-old man also took a bullet and is stable. Witnesses telling the Daily News both men got out of separate cars right before the gunfire started, while a third man was seen running off. There's also word this may have been drug-related. The Yankees and Mets eclipsed their competition last night.
Yeah, Susan, a 7-0 win at the stadium over Miami featured a couple of 3-run homers in the bottom of the fourth as Anthony Volpe and Juan Soto went deep, backing 8 scoreless innings from Nestor Cortez.
Yeah, that was fun. You know, when you're out there and you're giving guys zeros and you just keep them in the game long enough for them to explode like that, you know, that's what you hope for as a starting pitcher. So the fact that we were able to get 6 runs there was awesome.
Meantime, the Mets got a tie-breaking 2-run shot from DJ Stewart in the 8th inning, and he talked to WCBS after an 8-7 win in Atlanta.
Just happy to help the team, honestly. I mean, we wouldn't be in this position without the game from Nimmo.
As in Brandon Nimmo, who homered twice and drove in 5. Mark Renee, 1010 Win Sports on 92.3 FM.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.